Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and we're broadcasting from 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Our guest today is Gene Murray from the Mainstay Therapeutic Farm. Gene, welcome to Around Town.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Mainstay, Gene.
Well, Mainstay is an absolutely awesome place in Richmond. We've been around for 36 years as a nonprofit, though operating a little bit longer than that. And we have 40 beautiful acres of land across from Glacial. And what we do is we provide adaptive horseback riding, equine and animal-assisted learning programming, and adaptive gardening, and team-building sessions to a wide variety of people throughout the schools and community agencies, nonprofits, individuals. And we're really there to help people achieve their goals.
Now, I have to ask you, horses and nature, and then you tied a garden into it, too?
We do. So we have an adaptive garden, which means all of our beds, most of our beds are raised so that folks in wheelchairs or that might have some mobility issues can still garden. And we incorporate that in our programming. It's amazing to me. I'm not a huge gardening fan myself, but it's amazing to me how many kids love to plant and weed and pick. And then we take some of the produce that we have, that we have extras, and then we put that out in our farm stand so families can take the extras home. So it's really a nice way to be outside and learn how food grows and really enjoy it.
And where are you located in Richmond?
We are at 6919 Keystone Road, so we are right across from Glacial Park.
Okay, and how about your team?
So we have about 31 four-legged staff members, as we call them, because without our animals, it'd be a little hard to run an animal-assisted learning program. So our animals are really staff members. We have full-size horses. We have miniature equine. We have a miniature horse, miniature horses, miniature mule, miniature donkey, sheep, goats, rabbits, barn cats. So that makes up sort of the animal component. And then we have about 15 staff members, some of us full-time, a good portion of us are part-time as well. And we have administrative staff and a small team of us, like I said, are full-time. But then most of our instructors are part-time. But, you know, it takes a lot to care for all the animals, as you can imagine. If you have a dog or a cat, you understand. And then you times that by 31, and that's a lot of care that we have to give to the animals all day, every day. So that's a big, big portion of our staff.
So how do you cover the cost for all that, Jean?
Well, that's a good question. It is an expensive operation to have all these, to have all the animals in the land. We do a lot of fundraising. We do not accept any state or federal funding. We do a lot of private donation, and our lesson fees account for about 20% of our operating budget. So we really do try to keep our costs low. It's really important to us that people that want to be able to come to the farm are able to come to the farm. So it's a lot of grant writing as well. So it's a lot of different sources, but you know, it's the one big thing that we do have coming up that I wanted to share is our gala is Thursday evening, June 22nd, from 5 to 9, and it's our second year that we'll have it at the farm. And it's really a fun night. A lot of folks that give money may not be able to have the opportunity to actually see where the money goes and meet some of the people and the animals that your donation helps support. So it's really great for people to be able to get to the farm, see some of the animals, meet some of our clients, watch some videos about our clients and what they get, the benefits they get from being at the farm. So it's a great night. We have live music. We have Cassandra Vos-Demon playing with her band that night. We have a silent auction. We also have a raffle going on, $100 tickets, and only 300 tickets are going to be sold. And the package is a $7,500 travel package that you can use through Crystal Lake Travel to go anywhere in the world for that amount of money.
Wow.
So All those tickets are available on our website. We also have, you could just call in the office or stop in the office. I keep trying to win. I haven't won yet, but every year I keep trying.
Okay. And what's the cost for the tickets for the gala?
So the gala is $75 a ticket. It is a cash bar and heavy hors d'oeuvres. So it's not a sit-down meal, but at the farm, that way you can go on a farm tour, you can meet some of the animals, you can bid on the silent auction items. So it is, Three Chefs is catering it, so we have used them several times in the past, and we're really, really excited about working with them again.
So for more information, is there someone people can contact, a phone number to call, or website?
Yeah, so our website is mainstayfarm.org, and some people think it's M-A-N-E, like the mane of a horse, but it's really M-A-I-N, stayfarm.org is our website. They can always stop in or call the office, but the website's probably the best way. We're also on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, of course on Instagram. No Twitter for us yet, but so they can always reach out through those vehicles as well.
So can you tell the folks about the programs that are offered there, Jean?
Sure. So adaptive horseback riding is a horseback riding lesson for people that need more support than they might get at another barn. We have a ramp for folks to go up on their wheelchair. We have a lift, so folks with physical disabilities that might not be able to swing their leg up over a horse, we can put them in the lift and get them on the horse. I'm also an occupational therapist, and I've been at Mainstay for over 25 years, and it's just a really the horse can really, we can do so much in 30 minutes. We can work on your balance and your range of motion. We can work on that movement, that sensory, that social piece, because you're interacting with volunteers, following directions. There's so much we can do in that short period of time. Plus, it's usually really motivating for folks. They want to be at the barn. It's a great, beautiful place to be, and we really, on top of all that, our big issue, our big belief is we want people to feel accepted and that a place where they belong, a place where they have fun, and a place where they continue to set goals and reach them. And that can be through riding, or it could also be through equine and animal-assisted learning, which is primarily activities on the ground with our little animals, as I mentioned, our little miniature equine.
Right.
So that is more working together. We have a lot of school groups that come out. It could be kids that, want to work on forming a connection, make a new friend, work with their peers, work on peaceful conflict resolution, just maybe some things that they're working on at school, but they want to do it in a different, in a fun way. And so that's our equine and animal-assisted learning portion.
And how do you work with the special needs folks that come out?
So really, for us, we see, we say we serve 3 to 93. We have had little Head Start kids out at the farm, and we've also had seniors from Independence Health and Therapy that literally have been 93 years old. And so the unifier for us, whatever your, diagnosis may be, we're going to be very focused on what can you do, not what can't you do. We want to know what you want to learn. So it could be, folks with on the autism spectrum. It could be people with Down syndrome. It could be we have adults that are with us post car accident that have had a traumatic brain injury. It's really a whole gamut of people. But the biggest growth we've seen, and I think that's probably society-based as well, is a lot more people on the autism spectrum. And that's really because the farm can be a great way for people to connect with another living being that might not be a person. And then also all that other stuff, as I mentioned, that overlays. It's that sensory experience, the feel and the smell and the movement of the horse. And it's really it's really a great, great, healthy, holistic place to be.
I have a friend that has an autistic child, and she finds that gravitating towards an animal is very difficult. They don't seem to accept that, so it must be something in them that causes that to happen like that?
Well, you know, each individual is so unique. And sometimes for folks, especially if they don't use talking, if they don't use verbal as a form of communication, mm-hmm. you're really trying to tease out what are their behaviors? Like, what are they doing? And what does that mean? And that can be a little bit more difficult. And sometimes it's just fear, and it's really backing up a step and going a little bit slower. There's also some folks that, you know, we're all sensory beings, right? I might twiddle with a pen to keep myself focused. Other people twirl their hair or tap their foot. You know, we're all sensory creatures, and some of us can take a lot of stimuli. Like, I could be listening to really loud music and think, I love this. And you could be like, oh my gosh, I can't stand this loud music. So everybody's unique and different, but I would say, in general, the animals are non-judgmental, and that is the big key piece, or one of the key pieces, of why being out at the farm is so powerful. There's no judgment. You know, it doesn't matter if you can walk or if you can talk or if you can do whatever. They just want to hang with you, and that's what's really, really cool about the farm.
So tell us about your adaptive gardening, Jean.
So we do have a master gardener on staff, and each year they plan what's going to be grown, and the kids help plant it. They help pick it. A lot of times, as the year progresses, they will make salsa. We also grow flowers that we can do, you know, that we can have out on the farm. And as I mentioned, we do have a farm stand, so anything extra goes out in our little farm stand, and folks can take that home. You know, we've had parents say to their kids, like, do you want to take a zucchini home? And they're like, a zucchini? What's a zucchini? You know, and you're like, what? You don't know what a zucchini is? So just even those little things of saying, hey, let's try a new food.
Right.
You know, and if you don't like it, well, it's okay, but you tried it. So
we're going to pause for a moment to remind everybody that we're on, you're listening to, I should say, 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we're talking to Jean Moray from the Mainstay Therapeutic Farm. Jean, what about, you have a note here about harnessing the power of your team and facility rentals.
Absolutely. So one of the really fun things we can do for organizations and nonprofits is to come out and do some team building. You know, if you're your kids too. So if they've done like a ropes course, a lot of, you know, sports teams will come out before the school starts as a team building or a team bonding experience. We can do take some of our similar activities that we do in our sessions, and we modify them to make them team building. So it could be working on communication or just having fun. You know, we've got Leadership Greater McHenry County comes out every year for their year-end retreat. And we're doing activities with the animals, and we're having fun, but we're also learning more about ourselves and our teammates and how we work together, and just using it sort of like as a personal growth opportunity.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun, and it's different, and it's some folks, you know, have a little fear. Even adults have a little fear of horses, so it gives them a chance to sort of work through a new and novel experience. And then some are just right in there and doing it and loving it. So it's really fun. I think most people, if you haven't been to our facility, you think of a farm or a barn. About 7 years ago, we built a brand new 37,000 square foot facility. So we have meeting space, we have classroom space, we have office space. Our indoor arena is heated. We actually have two functioning arenas. So when we do team building, we're actually in a nice meeting room as well. And the facility rental portion is that space is available for rent too. So if you're the garden club and you know you want to come to the farm and look at our garden and then have your meeting there, you can do that. So we have three classrooms or meeting spaces that people could come and use or rent.
Is there space available if people want to have, let's say, kind of a social gathering?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's a you know, we have 40 acres of land, and so there's like we have a little walking path, so people could be outside and inside. You know, it's, I would say we're always running around our programming as well. We program 6 days a week, so there's folks coming and going. You know, our programming is what is, you know, obviously our mission work is what is most important as far as the day-to-day operation. But yeah, our space is, you know, we have, you know, 75 nice chairs and 8-foot tables, and you can rent it that way, you know, use the space
for
that.
That's great. That's great. And we should probably share with the folks, like, who you basically serve.
Right. Right. Well, you know, that's what we were saying, like the serving 3 to 93, it could be young adults. It could be little kids. It could be full adults. You know, you can ride and be at the farm as long as you don't have a behavior that would be harmful to people or horses or animals. And for riding, it's less than 200 pounds at the moment. So it could be somebody with Down syndrome. It could be somebody with cerebral palsy. It could be folks on the autism spectrum. We're seeing more and more young adults, too, with, you know, social-emotional needs. I think we all know that COVID, you know, made it hard for a lot of these kids that were super isolated and at home. So just being together in a group out at the farm with the animals can be really powerful and fun and help folks get out of their shell a little bit more.
And how about like different agencies and schools that you serve?
So we see a lot of, McHenry County folks. We do have some riders that will travel all the way from Chicago to come out to the farm. And then some of the surrounding southeast Wisconsin counties as well. So, you know, anywhere. We do have folks that will drive up to an hour to get out to us. But a lot of McHenry County folks for sure. But again, it's going back to we want to be what people want, what they're really looking for. We're having an individualized approach is really important to us. We want to know what you want to learn and grow and do. And that's really the key piece. And we can't do it at all without our volunteers. And I really want to make sure, you know, we're always looking for good volunteers. We do run 6 days a week during the day and the evening and a half day on Saturday. So there's a lot of opportunity to be out at the farm, you know, even if you're working. It's just a great place to be. And folks sign up for either a regular slot, like I want to come every Thursday from 4 to 6, or they say, you know, I can't be there every day, but I could come on a sublist. We are doing a volunteer tour on Saturday, May 20th, out at the farm from like 10 to 11 is just about an hour. And then that day also we are doing a tax sale. So folks that are into riding or horses and they want to come out and look at some tack, and the proceeds will benefit the farm. So that's coming up in May for us. The other thing I wanted to mention too, and you know, is we can do special events for organizations like this Saturday, May 6th, we are doing teacher appreciation event out at the farm. So we want to recognize all the hardworking teachers, and we're doing a family day out at the farm that's free for families to come out as long as they have registered. And it's really just meant to be a thank you and for teachers to see a little bit about how does this work? What does it do? A lot of people are like, I don't get how working with a donkey is going to make me learn something. So it's a great opportunity for us to share what we do and how we do it.
So when a volunteer goes out there, do you ask them areas of interest that they might be looking at, or do you kind of tell them, here's the different areas that we have available?
Yeah, so we talk about these are the areas we have available. What might interest you? What's your background? You know, volunteers that are leading horses in classes need to have horse experience. You know, it's a big responsibility to lead a horse and have somebody on that horse's back. That's something that, you know, you have to have some training for. We do train as well. Their other role is sidewalker, which means you're walking next to the person while they're riding their horse. That you don't need equine experience for. We can train you. Of course, the garden, we can train grooming horses. So we have folks that will come out and brush the horses prior to class to help get them ready. That is ideally somebody with horse experience, but we can train that as well. And then there's, you know, just 40 acres of land, you know, mowing, weed whacking, helping clean stalls. There's always something that can be done. Committee members, you know, if you love planning events, you know, getting on the gala committee, if you want to be a board member, we are definitely in search for good board members right now. So that's always an opportunity as well. If you've got an educator or you've got a special interest in the farm or animals, we are definitely needing an additional board members.
Well, you know, Gene, our executive director here at Huntley Radio, he loves to cut grass.
You know, some people do. I'm going to say they do.
With Mainstay, what are some of the unique characteristics of Mainstay that you want to share with the folks?
Well, I think, again, I'm going to go back to we want our place to be where everyone feels welcome and accepted and belonged. And I mean not just our clients and their family members, our volunteers, our staff members, anybody in the community. We have a lot of people that come out to the farm and they say, I feel the space here. Like, we want you to end up going home and feeling good. And whether that's because I rose to a challenge today or I had a really hard day, but I know I'm going to come back next week and give it another go. It's really important to us that people know that there is a safe, welcoming space where they can continue to grow. And that could be, like I said, whatever you want to come with and learn and work on.
So you're sharing the culture of Mainstay, too, with everybody.
Yeah. And, you know, I used to say, oh, you know, we don't really want to talk about, oh, we're here just to have fun. And we're not here just to have fun. But there is absolutely nothing wrong with being a place where people have fun and feel good and feel successful and want to continue to grow. And that's whatever vehicle or whatever program you're doing, you know, our real goal is for you to feel that when you leave.
And you offer a individualized approach to things, too.
We do. So our lessons, you could be in a private lesson by yourself, or you could ride with one other person. And we're always setting goals. So like I was just saying is, you know, maybe for somebody coming in, they're coming out of a car accident situation and they want to work on getting stronger. Well, you know, that's what we're going to work on. Or maybe, you know, you're a young adult and you've had a really hard time in school and you want to come play someplace and learn a new skill and be successful. And that's okay too. We want to know what you want to learn and grow from, and that's how we set our goals. But we are goal setting for each and every person and client that comes to the farm.
I don't think people realize that Mainstay is a location you can go to if you were like in a car accident. I think they view it as something other than that. So it's good that you're talking about that.
Right. You know, when we first started, you know, 37 years ago, we were primarily bringing school groups out. So either there was school groups that came during the school day or it was after school hours and we were primarily kids. But now we're running 6 days a week during the day, in the evening, and we have a good amount of adults that come to the farm. Or we have folks with us that started as little kids and now they're adults because they're still at the farm. We've had some of our riders with us almost 35 years.
Wow.
So they started as a 10-year-old and now they're a 45-year-old, you know, adult. You know, our folks, good portion of them just never leave because if I love to ride and I've been riding since I'm a kid, why would I make you go someplace else? You know, if you're still able and capable and want to come to the farm, we welcome you to still come to the farm.
Well, before we sign off, Jean, you might want to share with everybody your website and your general information one more time.
For sure. So our website is mainstayfarm.org. Our Facebook, you can just, you know, search us on Mainstay Tea Farm, I think, is our Facebook. And then we're also on LinkedIn and Instagram as well. And you're always welcome to give us a call if you want to come out to the farm, see what we do. I think seeing really is believing. A lot of folks can't wrap their head around really what we do. But once you see it, you get it and you feel it. And that's a big difference.
And one more time, your gala is June?
June 22nd, which is a Thursday evening from 5 to 9. We'll pull that raffle winner that night so you can see if you won that $7,500 trip anywhere you want in the world. So unless I win it, of course, but, you know, probably not.
Well, thank you, Jean. Jean Murray, who has been with us from Mainstay Therapeutic Farms, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. And go to huntleycommunityradio.com and contact us if you have any other information. In the meantime, folks, have a great day, and thank you for listening.